Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is a lovely place, is Buriram. Buriram, love it, fantastic. The city of happiness, or a peaceful city, it's supposed to translate into. And it's a northeastern region, about 410 kilometers away from Bangkok. So come on, let's do it. We came across Buriram quite by accident, really, because we were just passing through. I mean, we were so sort of amazed by it. We cancelled the hotel, the place that we were going. I can't remember where it was now. It's quite a few years ago. And we actually stopped off in Buriram because we thought it was just such an amazing place. You know, if you like archaeology and sort of like prehistoric things, you know, there's been a settlement there since prehistoric times. And, you know, it's amazing to think that. Also, as well, what you think about, and when you think about it, is that obviously you know that the Khmer had parts of Thailand. Now, there's a lot of Cambodia, there's a lot of Khmer temples and ruins and everything within this sort of area. And you know, and you've got like the same sort of sandstone sort of structures like you had in Angkor Wat, you know. It was amazing. So I think that's probably what it was that did it for me, because when we were coming through, I saw something and I thought, well, hang on a minute, this looks so similar to Angkor Wat. And I thought, well, we just had to get off and get in and have a look at this place, because it really is amazing. Buriram, this absolutely fascinating place, you know, it's just totally different to anywhere else. It's like I've always said about Thailand, all these different areas that you know, different places that you can go to, and you'll find things which are really, you know, really unusual and different. Like in Buriram, you have all this ancient sort of like history, and it sort of like hits you in the face. It's there. You know, and also as well, then you've got the Thai and Khmer culture. Let's not forget that the cultures are intertwined as well. And that is interesting as well, when you've got like the rural life and the town itself is sort of, I suppose you could say, limited attractions within reason for activities for sort of like tourists on the one hand. But on the other hand, it is just amazing. You can go around and look at all these old structures, sandstone structures, and you know, look at some of the prehistoric sort of things that have been going on. The dinosaurs have been, bones of dinosaurs have been found within this sort of region as well. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. And you know, you see this, and you've got like so many other different sort of places. Like you've got Wat Go Akan, I think I've pronounced that right. You know, and also as well within this sort of area, you've got like an international sort of a racing circuit where Red Bull have put their cars in and they've been driving around and racing around the racetrack. And then you've got Ban Khor Mang, that sort of like village, really. It's like a tourist village, and that has been done. It shows you all the sort of textiles and being made, and the sort of pottery and other things like that. And then of course, let's not forget, you've got all the temples, you know, and you've got the shops. And you know, Buriram, is a place to go to and have a look at all this interesting stuff. There's stuff everywhere, and it is just amazing. So what I'm going to do in the next section, I'm just going to talk about the hotels, because we got ourselves into a lovely hotel. Well, this is the thing about hotels in Thailand. You know, I've said this so many times on podcasts, is that the standard is just really high, really amazing hotels. Now, I had a little look back, and we actually stayed at the Ray Hotel. And that was, you know, like a nice little red. I think we've got a photograph of it somewhere. And the rooms, no, it was this place was a real sort of like most of the places we sort of visit have got sort of like a laid back sort of feel to it, very very relaxing. You know, it had the Wi-Fi, and we even had a free breakfast, which was really good. There's a gym there and a pool. So, and I think that, you know, if I was to put it down into sterling, that was around about £26. So that was amazing. But then you've got varied hotels as well. You've got more like the resort hotels, and they come in around about £66. You know, so you're looking at anything between, let's say, oh, it could be even sort of £22. That the offers are there. Anything, let's say, between £22 per night, or about £60 per night. But there are the sort of hotels as well, like the Kilmer Hotel, and that one's cheaper, even cheaper. That is £12. So, you know, it's really about what it is that you want. And you know, you always get bottled water. Obviously, you can't drink the tap water in Thailand, and you always get the bottled waters in there in the fridge. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of these places, when we stayed, there was this like little shop that's like round the corner. Plus also as well, there was a street food vendor, which Kung saw on many occasions, way too many occasions, for her food. And she does like her food. And there is this thing that Thais eat about 9 times a day, really. You know, there's this standard joke that there's Thais think about two things. It's like when to eat and eating, you know, because I've counted it. Wife eats about 9 times a day. So yeah, it's just because their metabolism, I suppose, runs sort of faster. They are different, and the food is different as well. You know, I myself, I can't eat when it's extremely hot. I go without eating. I don't really feel hungry until, you know, after the sort of sun's gone down, really. But yeah, the hotels really are fantastic. And, you know, it was so welcoming. The people are fantastic as well.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well, we've reached that time in the show now where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast and put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Now, things are getting really excited. I have a lot of people subscribing to the All About Thailand special edition, which we do, and that is marvellous. Thank you ever so much for your support. What I will do, I think I'll put a link to it in the bio. Plus, don't forget, we have our shop where we have our All About Thailand merchandise, and you can order it from the online shop and it'll be delivered straight to your door. So anyway, let's go on and talk more about Buriram And I think, oh yeah, now what's the nightlife like in Buriram? Well, as far as sort of like restaurants and sort of cafes and stuff like that, we did go to quite a few, bit like the last time when we were travelling around Lampang and up the northeast, Lampang, Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai. We did find ourselves going into a lot of bars and eateries and restaurants and everything. Well, yeah, just had an absolutely amazing time. Now, you know, there's this thing of people that know us, and I'm sure that you guys know what it is that we like, is we do love live bands. Well, I've loved live bands ever since I can remember, and Kung likes live bands as well. And when we went, it's quite late, we'd gone and had some food in this place. Then we found this, we won't find it, we just followed the music. We heard the music and we thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. And it didn't open till around about 9 o'clock, but it was a music hall, Speed One, I think they called it. And, you know, they had Thai bands on there and singing Thais, and obviously cover bands as well. And it's it was quite a big sort of complex. You know, we really did like that. And you've got like this other bar that we always seem to find, an Irish bar. It's probably got something to do with the Guinness. I do like the Guinness. And Paddy's Bar was a really good place to go. And I was feeling hungry. I tried the Guinness. And of course, Kung, she won't, she doesn't like Guinness. She won't do the Guinness anymore after the last time that we were in, was it now? I can't remember now. I think it was Wahin. That's it. Wahin. Since that time, she drank one really quick and wasn't feeling particularly good. Now, Paddy's Bar had this sort of thing. Like, obviously, you can get Thai food, but you can also get Falang food as well. You know, foreigner food. You know, but I wanted to try the big burger, Paddy's Burger, it was called. And yeah, it was well worth it. You know, not only was it a nice big fat juicy burger, it had an egg on top as well, just to add to it, and a pile of fries and coleslaw, you know, and some sauces. Now I you know, virtually almost struggled to eat all of it, but I did manage it, you know. And Paddy's Bar was good. But there's another place called the Bamboo Bar, that's sort of in the sort of a nightlife sort of area. And there are a lot of bars, you know, I can't remember the names of all of them, but yeah, they were the standard bars. You go in and you're sort of meted and greeted, and then you can sort of like sit down, have a drink, whether it's a chan or whatever it is you fancy. They did have lukal, which is like rice whiskey, I saw quite a few people actually drinking lukal. Lukal, songkal, songkal. They were actually drinking quite a lot of that. And songkal, songkal, dongjok in Pu Thai Hap in Thai. Yeah, so they were having a lot of that. But yeah, the nightlife is good. And we certainly enjoyed it, you know. And what can I say? Buriram is amazing. Now, we have reached nearly the end of the podcast, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story is a Buriram story. Buriram. It's just so funny. We'd gone to this bar, Speed One, as we said, and they were doing a different sort. They're going from English to Thai, they're going from cover bands to Thai songs. And this particular song that I really do enjoy singing, especially when I've had a few, and it's a Thai song. And well, as I said to them, I said, oh, they pay Saiwazi Batin Khan, yeah, And so they played Saiwazi Bothan Khan. But I was sort of singing in the audience, you know, Saiwazi Bothan Khan, Saiwazi Mia Khan Lakan, you know. And I was singing away. And they said, oh, it's come up on stage. So I sort of went up on stage and they started again. And, you know, it was just so funny. There I was, you know, singing in a live band. On stage, I've sung in bands before as like a guest singer, you know, but never actually singing Thai songs, always singing English songs. So I was there, I said, Lim dam tai mo tai ma brok, broken young and quang gen tingili, hai sa de, kao chai, kun kao chai mai. You know, and it was just so funny. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. That was a good memory. And it leaves me nothing more to say other than stay safe. Love you all.